This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we get to the point. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. It's so common, it seems utterly natural. We purchase a can of soup for $1.59. We write a check for $87.43. Our currency expresses fractions of a dollar using a decimal point, and it does so in large part due to the simple yet inspired efforts of Flemish scholar Simone Steven. The idea of using decimal numbers at all was late in coming to Western civilization. The West struggled with Roman numerals throughout the Middle Ages, and the vastly superior decimal system from the Arab world didn't firmly establish itself in the West until around 1600. But even as the decimal system was embraced for whole numbers, fractions remained on the sidelines. For one reason, we tend to think in fractions. Take a pie and cut it into four equal pieces. Each piece represents 1/4 of the pie, which we can easily represent as the number 1 over the number 4. When we learn fractions in school, this is exactly where we begin. It's only later that we learn how to represent the fraction 1/4 as the decimal expression 0.25, or 2/10 plus 5/100. So far, so good. But suppose we cut our pie into thirds. If you've ever typed 1 divided by 3 into your calculator, you know what pops out. A decimal point followed by a long string of threes. Mathematically, the string goes on forever, and that didn't sit well with scholars of the late Middle Ages. Fractions, they quite reasonably surmised at the time, were superior. Simone Steven began his career as a bookkeeper in Antwerp, but his interests and capabilities were broad. He wrote 11 books covering many disciplines, but his most influential work was a 29-page booklet entitled La Tienne, The Tenth. It was a thorough, practical treatment of decimal fractions. And within the book, he predicts that decimal fractions are so easy to work with, it would only be a matter of time until the entire world adopted currencies and measures commensurate with decimal notation. In 1608, Steven's work was translated into English under a title that borrowed from the old French word for tenth, dime, and it's reasonably conjectured this translation influenced our nation's founders. 10 cents to the dime, 10 dimes to the dollar. They fit together so nicely. Steven proved clairvoyant. Non-decimal currencies were widespread throughout history, but today they've all but disappeared. The same is true of weights and measures, where the metric system is used by all but a handful of countries. The one big exception, of course, is the U.S. 3 feet to a yard? 1,760 yards to a mile? Ah, sigh U.S. engineers, as they dream decimal dreams. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.